Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Sam Cooke, Chance. All right. Good to be here. Good that you're there. And we're going to do some talking. What my mind reflected on a while ago is the corruption. The infection that corrupts the civilized world. Whereas, you know, the more I get to think about this, and somebody may say, well, you know, you think too much, and you, but you know, we live and die, right? And what makes sense is the purpose that we live by. Because living is not really an option unless you think of you can always kill yourself. Not talking about killing yourself. It's not on the table to treat as an option. I rule that out. Doesn't mean that you can't do it. Doesn't mean it's not possible to be done. But I am not including that. I'm talking about life in a central sense. On what life is for, you know, because there are a lot of different creatures on earth with life, and we see the way they behave themselves, and we see humans of whatever different category we are, we see how we behave, and even animals live with a purpose. All right, we human beings, we are of a different frequency. Look at the things that are established in the world. And talking about civilized human beings, and not talking about the things that the gods create. Because the gods are not in our category, you know? And the gods created civilization, my friends. It's the history that tells me this. And the history, read it in the world history textbook. And it gives a succinct piece of information that it behooves us to hearken to it. But guess what? Don't sit there and wait for... Don't sit and wait for certain change to occur for the world to wake up. Because once our brain is being infected with what is called not knowledge, because if you know, if your brain have a lot of knowledge, you're in good shape. But I'm talking about when we are spoiled. I'm talking about you're born in a culture that is not civilized. And that means the church. If you're born in a society with the church, and that's all you know, man, oh man, no good. But since when I realized that, after I was 50 years of age, so... I have been having a glimpse at this shot in my head. Life is not as complicated and confusing like it may seem, because something causes our minds to be confused. And a lot of us don't know that. We are confused. Because guess what? Anytime your mind is not aware of something, it's like you forget your wallet or, you know, whatever else you want to call it, your handbag or something. If you forget it, during the time that you forget it, you are right. You feel like everything is all right, is it? Yeah, because you were not aware that you forget it. What amnesia is, you know, amnesia is the worst stage of forgetfulness, you see, because your brain is gone, you know, it's like your brain get a flat tire, you know. But if at all your brain, you grow up into a society where your brain gets spoiled, boy, this society, and you never had a chance to read, to find out what the truth is, now, don't expect that you're going to feel any pain when you're not aware that you turn full. Now, you see a lot of people out there, they lose their conscious sense. And they are out there just walking the street and, you know, pick up paper or something like that. They don't really have a sense of what they're doing. And you probably have seen people when their mind was sober, right? The mind is sober. They know whether when they are coming and when they are going. But then they have lost it. Lost that level of consciousness. The difference between before and after. If you can think what went on in this person's mind when they used to come and go, well, it's that they were cognizant of things. But once something go wrong, that's a different story when that person is no longer aware of, to whatever degree they are not. All right. If you have children, or you remember when you were brought up, and let's hope that you had a good child upbringing, right? I mean, let's say, outside of the fact that the church environment is going to kill you. Well, it has damaged a lot of us. All right. But let's say your mind is still functional, but you're astray, that you don't know, up to that level of awareness, you don't know nothing about that. So now let's view that your mind is still preserved, although you believe in the church, because I am one of those people, and I know that there are many other people in like me in that way. So thing is, when you don't know something, there's nothing you're going to do about that thing, right? You have to become aware. It's like when you go to sleep at night, you know, people have dreams and stuff like that. They say people get up and walk around and don't even know it. The brain is doing something wrong there, you know. That's not what the brain is supposed to do. All right. But something is not going on right. Somebody is getting up in their sleep and walk around and don't know, you know, because you could do bad things in your sleep and don't know. You can hurt yourself and all that and don't know. You're supposed to walk around and you're high hoping and, you know, you're sleeping, that's not good. All right. What I'm trying to say to you is this. I am still I am still in shock, in consternation, because of what I learned since I start to read. And start to read world history? That was ultimate. Something unique happened in the world. And this is what is really, really, this is what has gotten to me. Is what I have read about humanity. Read about the hominid, Homo sapiens. I am still under a lot of pressure with this information. I don't hope to see another storage archive of history of mankind, because what I have seen so far, it spells ultimate to me. There is nothing else, no other history. The one I'm seeing is the one that the evidence is around me as history. So I don't intend to see any other source that is called world history. So the one that we have here now is the world history. And we are seeing something that we're seeing something and we don't know what we're seeing. See, when you see the Bible, when you see the world history textbook, do we know what we are seeing? I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I have a complaint. I would like for some people to call me and talk to me. You know, I am not a person that speak profanity. I don't grow up speaking what we call profanity. Right? Because a lot of the vocabulary spoken a lot of the words they use as profanity, you see, is common vocabulary words that people begin to use those kind of ways. Now, you'll hear me talk about sodomites and talk about fucking anus and all that kind of stuff. You know, it sounds bad, but it's not profanity. Fuck is not profanity. It's just not. It's a good, clean word. But then, if you use it a certain kind of way, this AD anadamani that we are in teaches us that that's a bad word. You see what I mean? When indeed, you can't call a civilized word. You can't call a civilized word a bad word. There's no way you can make that into a bad word. You know. Bad word? Profanity? What is profanity? Now, you know, get down to it technically. Is there anything like bad word? I would say, surely, bad words are using proper words in the wrong way, then it becomes a bad word because you're using it wrong. But the word itself is not wrong. You just need to use it the right way, right? Now, you hear me carrying on here, and I am aware that people have got to be scared. Right? And I don't think there's much people out there will understand when I use these words, talk about honest. Nobody wants to hear about their body and all them kind of thing, right? But look, I am a person with a vengeance inside of me. I have a vengeance inside of me. I don't want to see no white people in African territory. And I'm asking the gods to do something for us. And especially us who may be considered the remnant of those who have found out the right way and decide to walk in the right way. Now, for me to have white people, to read about them, to read and find out who they are, where they come from, I am one unhappy man. I am unhappy because I don't grow up with the sense that I have a right to go to my neighbor, break off their door, and go inside when they're not there and take away what they have. I don't grow up with that type of thinking. No, I do not. A sense of ownership is what I grew up with because there are several neighbors around. And I know if I am sent to the neighbor, by my parents, I know to go there and make a respectful approach. Greet them. Hi, hello, my mother sent me or my father sent me and said such and such and such. And when I go to school, when I go to church, wherever I go, walking out of the neighborhood and going wherever I'm going, I am respectful. Now, when I read about the white people and the history over some 12,000 years and how long they have been on planet Earth as a species, when I read about that and see, I am an African, and they have done the things they have done. That don't sit anywhere with me. It doesn't sit anywhere with me. It just doesn't sit anywhere with me. Because I'm telling you, the neighbor across the street was not going to come over into my yard and decide that, to hell with your parents, me a take this and me gone with it and stuff like that. Me don't know about none of them, that kind of something. It was not something that happened in my lifetime growing up. I don't see that. Growing up in Jamaica, you can say we're coming from like 400 years of slavery and just about lose all of our indigenous senses. You want to think that we grow up into such a society coming out of slavery. Both the leader, our prime minister. Now, you imagine, we are Africans. We are sold in ships to these sodomite people. I don't even understand why African people don't call white people sodomite or right out generally, gay. Why is it it's just the little people, the little white people out in society, a group that they call gay? Why it's just them are called homosexual? Why all of the white people who come to America under imperial colonialism, killing and liquidating the black people of what they are,
Why is it they are not Sodomites? Who say Biden is not a Sodomite? Biden is a Sodomite. Biden is a Sodomite. There were the time when Biden would never behave the way he is behaving right now, because he's behaving like a reasonable man and stuff like that. And I don't doubt that he understands what is civility, but he's not a civilized culture. Now, if Biden was a civilized man, he would be raising hell when Obama instruct the so-called faggot federal Supreme Court. They would, all of them who are not faggots, they would uprising over that. But they're not. See, they're happy. You know, this is their country. And what happened to the African people? They are not human. These white people think so. They think that they are right to come here and come with their Christianity and decide that they're going to make us Christian. What does that mean? They mean that you're going to drop your drawers and they're going to fuck your ass. That's the state of the African people right now, that these faggots are telling you they come here and they are controlling your ass with a D and a Domini. You can't ask them, what is a D and a Domini? You can't ask them, who is this in the year of the Lord character Jesus? Who is that? Did he fulfill scripture? Did he fulfill prophecy? We are in the New Testament. You have a fulfillment of Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. We are in the New Testament. Tell me. I am out of my, you know, my proper mode. Because I didn't know something like this could happen. What the white people are doing, such level of madness, don't belong on planet Earth. Will you have the World History textbook is telling you what government is, what civilization is. They are doing the opposite, and the world accepts it. And even believe in what they say. And these are the people who fuck ass. Any ass. They are the people who screw boys, your kids. And they are the institution that say they control the African indigenous population. Imagine that. White people do that. And them are faggot. Right, 100% faggot. All of them. And even if they want to pass off like they are not there, it's because they reform themselves to look like they are natural people. That's what it is. I don't have no compassion at all with this, because where that compassion would have come from for these white people that leave their homeland and come here about their comfort American dream. They plan the entire thing. And you can't say they just happen to come by. No. They orchestrate how many territories have they invaded and kick out the black people since 100,000 years ago, that black people
African people came out Africa and come into the West and settled down. And it's just the other day, just about, after 12,000 years from the latter Neolithic period, these folks have been learning and training to be important people. Date the time of their existence. What we know in the World History Textbook is that they leave Africa and go into Europe, Asia. We must seriously look at what the history tells us, because these white honest fucking people, they don't have not even dust that is called government rule, authority. They don't. They do not. And I know that because I read it and I know that. I can't be like people who don't know before I read and know. White people don't have any governmental authority. They are using their fucking ass power and might and fearlessness to say they have a government. Everything they do can show you that. What is A.D. Anno Domini? 2,000 years ago. And they come here and behaving like they are whole cat with Alzheimer's. They don't know they cannot do that in a civilized world. They don't know that is uncivilized to do. No, they say what they are doing right now, the A.D. Anno Domini, is the law of the land. Oh, no. And you want to tell me black people, you know, go for it. Even the Indians, them, that they come here and kill and slaughter, them too never had a word to defend themselves when they are faced with these sodomites. These sodomites who have studied and become, you know, are civilized people. They have enough education to make as much trouble as they have been making. But when it comes to ruling over all the territories of African people, that is madness. That is madness. Because, and it's further madness when the Bible curse sodomy and say they deserve to die. Sodomy. Sodomy in the Bible. The man that don't want Lot's two daughters. Add them right that in the Bible. It's not even true, but that show you where their mind is. They wrote that. You know, these folks write a Bible and the amount of lie in the Bible. Start with Genesis 1:1. Start with Genesis 1:1. And you know what? You couldn't make the first move off of Genesis because nothing is true about Genesis and Adam and Eve in a garden and God cursed Adam and Eve, because there is a back end to talking about God cursed Adam and Eve. And there is a lot of things the church people have to say about that. But none of them don't touch the logical point and the factual point of what is wrong about a God making Adam and Eve in a garden and tell them don't eat fruit and stuff like that. A God who take up swords and, you know, swear they cannot come back to eat food in the garden and stuff like that. A God that make the flood kill the people according to the Bible. Is God, you notice? It is God decide the flood, you know. These sodomites write that in the Bible,
these white people. You know that? It's their fucking God that begot Jesus. That's what they're saying. Kill the people. Now, they're writing all the contradiction in what they wrote, which is impossible to a person who read and understand the way good sense work. But these white people write in the Bible, and you think a black people write it. You cook. You're cooked. Because no black people write no Bible. History is here to tell that it is these cunning white people who learned to read over the past 12,000 years. And you can see it's a giveaway that their own writing impeach their position because they fuck too much ass or too many asses. And of course, when you have that type of a sexual problem in your head, there's no way you are fit for public, doing anything in public. And by rights, these white people have absolutely no governmental liberties. They don't fall under the God's law. They don't fall under the God's law at all. They belong to Europe. When they learn to read, they're still Homo erectus. They don't belong to the blood of the African people. They do not. So they come here and decide to fool us because we're lacking. We are lacking the ability, the knowledge to keep order in the world. That's what is written in the Mesopotamian history. When the gods came to earth, they didn't come to make mankind. No way. And the white people, Homo erectus, the human development, they would be here, but they would not see daylight with, let's say, the level of education that they managed to get over the past 12,000 years. You see? And now look at the trouble. If they could not, they realize that they cannot live with the African people because we are not sodomites. That's the white people's problem. And that you don't know, I'm telling you right now, what Christianity is all about. There was no Adam and Eve sin against no God. There is no God that begot a son. None of those things are true. If you think I'm not telling the truth, why don't you call me and talk to me about it? Have a lot of time. All right? If you don't have the number, I'll give it to you. Call me and let us talk about it. 347-850-1358. These people are honest fuckers. That's mental problem. Big time mental problem. Disqualify, an arrival. They don't fit for no place in African territories, nor African jurisdiction. White people don't have none whatsoever. All that they come and make up in our place and claim that they're this and that, they get it from fucking us. That's where they get that from. You see? And therefore, whatever is there for us to know, we don't know it because they catch us and push Bible on us, kill a lot of us to take it, take away what we have and surrender us to poverty. Right now, that's where they have us. We are in poverty. Donald Trump, look at them. Look at them. Look at them. And look at us. and see that poor us, we are poor us. And those who have a little money, that is not ruling on the issue at all. You know, because there are some black people out there who are making a lot of money. And of course, this is what these white people plan to do. Of course, they're not going to stop some black people from having something. They know it makes good sense to do that, to make it seem like it's just general population at work. And therefore, they aren't cool. They're not. They're not. Because they do everything wrong, because they have no right to take the course that they took. I don't mean to read, because that was fine. But after they learn to read and find out that, okay, it seems like their ratio of population has a higher percentage of educated people than black people. You see, and since they get their education, and realize that a number of the African people don't have education, what they did was exacerbate the whole thing. And they came in with nothing. But they knew exactly what to do to push the black people aside and take control. And what was impossible for them to do becomes possible. Because right now, it is a shame to me when I see a man like Steele, whatever Steele his name is, an Indian guy. And pretty much high up into the Republican, I think, party. I don't think he leave the party, but he's not with a lot of things that they do, as far as I can see. But when I see that these folks come to America, and not long after that, recruit Indians to become Christian, I realize that something has been very wrong. Oh, so many African people will end up like Enkidu, if you have ever read the book Gilgamesh, and Enkidu, who grew up a lot in the wild with animals and stuff like that. And Gilgamesh is the man who sought out this wild man in the bushes with animals and decide to tame this wild man of the bushes because he was he had good athletic, you know, structure, and Gilgamesh was an athletic guy. And so Gilgamesh was a dummy. Took him away from that life and making him into somebody. Now, why are so many African people so backward? And backward in the sense that even though they can read, like I was reading, and I can tell you that that state that we are in, like in Jamaica, where you have Prime Minister, that tells you that we are done for. We are done for. When we become second class to white people, who live in palaces and all over the world and stuff like that, and we talking about being prime minister and borrowing all the money from these people are in debt all the time. There's no history book in the world that you see Jamaican rallying around as a history. If anything, I'm a Jamaican history, maybe. But what can the African people get out of Jamaican history? What happened in Jamaica for Jamaicans to be up and up about? Is our disgrace. We fall from grace. And it's like we don't know. Because why do we have a prime minister? It means that we are dumb. You can read, you go and have university education. But under these so-called white people who call themselves Romans, you're dead. Because they come to Palestine and look at what they did to us in Palestine. And here we are with a Bible, clutching a Bible and talking about Jesus died on the cross. It means that you're not even reading, good ABC yet. Because a Bible talking about following Star and all that kind of stuff. You mean we don't sit through that, say, not just say yes. We have not. So I'm thinking this point, that whenever your brain is messed up, it's as far as life and the value of life is concerned. Once somebody mess around with your head and you stop seeing things the way you're supposed to see stuff, you become useless. Because when your thoughts are not positive, your thoughts are not logical, you twist and twist, your life is not all that valuable anymore. You see, when we grow up in Jamaica and go to church, that's what these faggot white people wanted. They wanted the Jesus system. They wanted the Christian system. Because they know that we can't count money. These white people know that black people can't count money. They know that when you go to university, you're not playing with a full deck when you graduate. But you can do a lot of skillful things and stuff like that with education. And of course, they open doors for you when you get a PhD education. They put you on top of the world. They listen to you too. But guess what? You don't know that something is wrong with your thinking because you grew up into the system. And when you see a word is a textbook, you don't bother with it because it's going to hurt your chemistry. If you read the contradictions to your AD and a Domini concept of life, church life, you can't bother with the word is a textbook. And that is what tells you the record of the past, nothing in the Bible. All right. So, come on down to when your brain is no longer functioning right. Now, my brain, what I remember about myself, the brain is a very, special thing. Without it, we don't have a life. No joke about that. And when we get spoiled with the church and I sing about Jesus died on the cross and we believe it, the belief kills our sense of civility. Yeah, because there is never anything as a God who go begat a son and decide to make the heaven and the earth. Not in Augusta. Not in Augusta. Not in Augusta, sir. Black people believe that. Listen now to the Jamaican radio station and listen what they play as music. You can tell that Jamaican who are African people by blood. Jamaican only have interest in sex. Minamine sodomite sex. And some of them now seem to be following the white people them turn sodomite. It appears to me that way, but clearly long time, black man a come pan Donna TV and a married pan Donna UTV. Two black men, two crufty black men. Their head is gone. See? Imagine that. Two black men, you know, a fuck batty man. Black people. Now, that wasn't here before these sodomite people come here. And, you know, it's such a thing that black men are learning to be sodomites. You know, long before they, you could say they feel pressure to do it. I mean, we're into poverty here and everything like that. A lot of things go wrong for us. But look here. You couldn't give me any amount of money that exists in the world to be a sodomite. Because it's not in my blood. I don't have that desire. You see? And, you know, I think, I don't know what happened before, but since we are now under the spell of these white sodomite fucking ass people, the amount of nonsense that plague our brain and stuff like that, it's not something you're thinking about, but they come into your head anyway. These fucking white people bring it into our atmosphere, and although it's not in your blood, but these foolishness goes through your head. Even imagination. For the people who don't have a higher, you know, density of logic and reason and purpose, they can easily get swept away. Swept away. I cannot see now. I don't have nothing inside of me to stray off into sodomite philosophy, the way they reason stuff. I don't have that in me. Because when I began to read and begin to see illustrations about civilized world, I had no problem to adjust my thinking, and I don't have anybody as companion to help me to, you know, figure my way out. It's just I alone. Right? Well, I'm going to be as potent as I can be with this situation because I am not a person that can shut my mouth and don't speak what I have a knowledge of. The history. These white people don't have a history. Where is their history book? I mean, you don't need to ask for that with the National World History textbook, because all of what you're seeing there basically is about black people, and these white people come in, call themselves by black people's name, and passing off like there are black people too, when them white, like Romans. The kind of thing that they are doing to make black people feel like, you know, they are all the same. With the Bible, if you discover that the Bible, Genesis, is not a creation story, then you would get out of the bondage of thought and deception But the fact that you hold Genesis like it is something, that's what these fucking white people want. These fucking ass people, their culture. Now, they're trying a lot to appear like they are not Sodomites, you know? Because they never used to wear clothes. They didn't know nothing about that. Oh, come on. But if we decide that we're not standing up and hold our ground and let the gods toss them out, they'll get tossed out if we realize that the church is not our, is not our culture. Church is not our culture. But they come and I tell you a lie about how all creation go, and them call themselves imaginable characters, God and Jesus. And it's only because they tell you that God is a spirit God, right? Mm-hmm. And he make Adam and Eve, but they can't say where, you know, that garden is. There's no place to prove that. Now, where they get Adam and Eve from is reading the black people history. These white faggots. They are never going to be civilized, never. That's why the world is the way it is, because African people allowed them to come over and take charge. Okay? Now, I am proving that they don't have a history to rule anything. We allow them to do it because they find out that we have like maybe one eye in the back of our heads. That's the way they look at black people. Black people have one eye in the back of their head. That's the way they look at us. You can't say they're wrong to look at us like that, because why do we allow them to do the things they do? Right? Our ancestors make the error of go fucking up with them on the CP Asia. And that's what messed up everything, because they have a generation now of white generation, big nose white people, you know, that is running the show, destroying the world. It's our blood they're using. Push come to shove. These white people don't sit on any government whatsoever. Kingship is in history. Government is in history. Read it. You don't see these white people establish no government anywhere, and they come and sit on what we have and turn their wheels around and get black people to be honoring what them do. And if you look good, you would find out something is wrong with these psychopath white people, them. You see what I mean? So everything they have with patent and anything that they talk about have license, it's not theirs. White people don't own anything in the Western world, and they better hasten to get out, because they don't have anything to show for legitimacy, none whatsoever. White people, I say, have no legitimacy to rule anywhere in the Western Hemisphere, neither in Africa, no place on planet Earth. They have none whatsoever. Come show it to me. The World History textbook is jurisdiction over civilized life. They come into this civilized World History textbook and write all of their fucking ass, whole bunch of nonsense about the gods and the hybrid people. They throw out the work of the God creating the hybrid people. I mean, the gods in the history never come to earth to make nobody at all. They happen to need someone, something happened in their mission, and they decided, all right, they're big time scientists and they make all kind of animals and furnish earth with everything that you see here that is giving us life. These are the gods. And these white people are going to come now, learn for real, look at something, and begin to destroy us from the Bronze Age. They begin to do it. And now they're talking about they have power to rule, and it don't have not even prosthesis to sit on. Not even prosthesis. This A.D. and Adam in the year of our Lord. These guys are calling their fucking asshole in the year of our Lord. Imagine that. And there's just no way, you know, in life, anybody, I mean, come and have a challenge using words. Prove that white people have legitimate right to rule. Even themselves. And nobody would take anything away from them, but they are up there. You know, and living on their stippy. You see, they don't know anything about civilized urban development or nothing like that. I have read and see how they follow the African crowd all around Tamia and all about. And one of the places that they take over, them can't even manage the place to run it. And all of these trenches that you see here in America, where you think they learn that from? Mesopotamia. You see, when of course the gods brought the river, they dredged the river, four rivers, and it is the rivers that they use to build civilization. And Mesopotamia, the first place. I am saying to you, these folks are not in the world. It's a textbook in no other capacity than 1.5 million years. And clearly, they can't deny it. They have not denied it, that they are humanoid. They are humanoid. And that they are Homo erectus offspring. Okay? And now they interbreed with the Neanderthals. Do you know, I see something they're writing and said, you know, they Homo erectus is the one that speak language in the first. They are such an idiot that they think that they're going to get away with all of these things they write in the Bible about Jesus died for your sin. They think they're getting away with it. They're not. And so is it that they are Homo erectus, second developed of humanity, second. And they see Neanderthals who leave from Africa and go into Europe. And they have to jump into their ass. Well, of course, they interbreed up with them. I don't think they were so much trying to jump into their ass. Then they want to interbreed and get a second type of generation white people mingle with the Neanderthals. But Neanderthals was pretty clever, but they didn't have hybrid civilized knowledge. They were very advanced compared to these white people. You see, white people are not coming from anywhere except what is written of their ancestors when they walk out of Africa. What did they know about anything civilized? They knew how to make fire. Right? Yes. and they knew how to make stone tools, right? So that's for 1.5, the book says, million years. That's all these white people know they get from their ancestors. And according to the record of history, they didn't go any further from being stone tool users until 12,000 years ago. 12,000 years ago, when they met the African walking out of Africa, going down via Asia, and older man interbreed with them. I do imagine it is the male that they were after to interbreed with their women, because they want the second generation of white people mingling with the super civilized African people. That's what we are into here. They come up now because they find out we don't know nothing. We don't know nothing. They come with their Bible and their whatever it is, and if, I mean, they don't stop until they, you know, knock the breath out of us, psychologically speaking. We don't know nothing except to join their church. Imagine, faggot church all over where we live. I have nothing to say besides they need to go back where they come from. Leave our place alone. Leave us in peace. Leave us in peace. And stop that fucking nonsense about this is their country. They don't have any sense that they think they're going to come here and use our wealth, kick out our king, and say we all must obey sodomite. Fucking fool. I mean, that's too much. That's too much. And you must go to their courthouse and stuff like that. And they're going to send you for life and kill a lot of us and claim that they have government. All right. As long as I'm alive, look, the gods I adore, I want the help of the gods, because I want nothing more than what I thought about when I was a kid and growing up in church. I thought church was a pure and everything, pure place and stuff like that. Now it turns out differently, right? The church ploy of these white sodomite people who want your ass all to fuck. Why do they want to fuck your ass? Well, I guess it's our ass. Why white people want to fuck our asses? That's what they're about. They are not about anything else but fucking ass. That's their culture, that they come and come slap us with their culture. And I'm saying no. I'm saying, Hunu, white people, it doesn't matter who they are. Drop the wealth right here where you get it. And go back where you come from. Go back where you come from. Because they think that they have all the wealth in America. It's theirs. Now, I'm telling them, get out. And the gods see to it. They are not getting away with this. We don't want their new world order. You see? And what they have done, let it tumble down on them. Like the condo in Miami. Sink. Sink into the ground. That's what these white people must get. And you might say, well, you know, why is he so angry? Angry because look at what they have done to my species. Look what they do to my species. And I who have been so backward, don't read no nothing. Begin to see to the people or see to obscurity and begin to find out something is wrong. Let the blind see. And that's what I see. And you want to tell me I must hold my peace and go on like I respect these honest fucking white people? Come here and kill until they can't, you know, I don't want to kill anymore. Because they kill and can't even handle the money that they have. Because they're frightened to hell. Look at them. Look at them. And they look at us and say, wow, wow, wow. I mean, how they are so lucky. You know, they are getting our wealth from everywhere with the military and stuff like that. And then you see, they are so smart, you know, to bring black people to taste some of the wealth that they miss, right? Send them, you know, to go learn something in the military and all that kind of thing. But they go to Iraq and look at what they did to Saddam. And back in those days, poor me, don't know much of anything. Just think that, you know what? I don't know the history of these folks and Saddam and thing like that. And I never had the knowledge of, you know, the distinction between people. So it was so that I see Saddam as a bad monster. That's basically, you know, oh, I kind of see. So I see nobody's not saying anything for Saddam. No black people government not say nothing. Because all of them believe the white fucking ass white people them. The church people them. Imagine that. And you know, we feel kind to the white people them because of Adam and Eve in a garden. You don't see the hell where they give Adam and Eve in the garden. Though it's a fictional thing. You don't see what they do? These are black people, they're doing like that too. They don't have no legal right to write anything about black people. They need to be, I mean, barrel up and roll away into the ocean. You see, that's basically what they've been doing to us. You see, because, I mean, they don't care nothing beyond fucking ass. They don't care nothing beyond that. That's why they make law to marry fucking ass people. What are they doing with our culture when they do something like that? Turn us into sodomites. No, that's why the God's not paying us any attention. And you even read in the Bible where the God said they turn against us because we despise them. We turn against them. Now, and these fucking ass taking everything that the God's created and they are the one who created. Imagine that they are so psychopathic and depressed in them thinking that they are taking what is never belonging to them and think it's theirs. They think it is theirs. Beg them. No. That AD and Adamani calendar, they better take it and go wipe their shit before they fuck it, because there is no such a thing about AD and Adam and the calendar. Read good. Read the history, what zodiacal calendar is and what it's about. It doesn't have not even dust. And whereas we allow these white people to do the kind of stuff they do with our product, our place, it's just out of order, out of civilization completely. Completely. They don't look. Get out. They don't have any law claim anywhere among African territory. Look. They are to be arrested. These white people are to be arrested. But since they come and say they are the law of the land, who is going to arrest them? Well, the tornadoes. the hurricane, the earthquake, water, flood. You see? Yes. When they think that they have all the weapon and we don't have nothing, you know, shocking surprise. Shocking surprise. You see? Then you have the church for black people to learn there is no God in the creation book, in the textbook. There is no such a God there. Black people turn into a fool when they leave their history and gone to the church and don't know if white honest fuckers set up the church. And the reason why they set it up, they didn't set it up back in 1.5 million years when they into Europe and Asia. You don't see they do nothing at all until 12,000 years ago when something transformation begin to happen. Then once they do that, and we were here in the West for several thousand years, here they coming talking about they have this power now. They take away, they remove the king from Italy and think that they're so big and bad now they can take over control over everything here. And there is nobody here at all to stand up. I am standing up. You understand that? Face me. I am the mighty and the strong one. I am telling you, yeah, you have it to deal with. It's me. Mm-hmm. It is me, the man with the vengeance. And it just began. It just began. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And I hope that you're doing well. And understand that your brain is one thing you have that makes you a valuable person, your brain. And when you are reading the Bible about Adam and Eve, and that story in there, and you can't see nothing makes sense but that, well, your brain is telling you that because your brain has been abused. Your brain is no longer talking to you. You are the one who is talking to your brain. And civilized life don't work like that. It is the brain that's supposed to talk to you. So that means, as a person, well, how do you go about talking to your brain? Well, you hear when people have problems and they decide that they have to go get some quiet time and sort out stuff. They're talking to their brain. Because what else are they going to do if they're not talking to another human being? But when you're talking to a human being, you're talking to their brain as well. Because it's not the outer skin you're really talking to. It's the brain inside, the spiritual entity inside of you. Right? So therefore, we are at a crucial time when we must understand that, you know, something is wrong. What they're writing in the Bible about, you know, Adam and Eve and all the problems that come into the world, mankind fall from grace and stuff like that. It's these white people that causes it. I'm talking about a talking serpent. It is them. It is them. Right? And if what I'm saying don't make sense to you, you know, I mean, I'm talking what I know makes sense. And I always invite folks to come and talk. You see? Come and talk. People don't want to talk because they feel like, you know, believing in the Bible and God and things like that. They're not looking and see, you know, this God cannot be the God at all. Now, they're thinking about, then who creates things? Read the history. Read the history of the world, but you may think that, oh, you know, history of the world can't tell you anything. It's only God can tell you, because that's what you learn in the church. You know, you see, and what you're reading in the church, well, all right, if you believe that Adam and Eve is true, what about Abraham? You think Abraham is true too? You believe Abraham in the Bible was one who called Abraham and say, get thee out of your father's house to a place I will show you. You think that is true? Do you think it is true that Abraham have a connection, and all those many chapters in Genesis, think from Genesis 9 on, going on up, you think that there was a spirit God that was talking to Abraham there? And you think that Abraham was the first African person to talk and walk with God? You think so? Those are faggot Bible knowledge. When you say knowledge, I mean the story. They make up those stuff. But if you think that Adam and Eve was cursed by God, then there's a whole bunch of stuff you need to figure out about these two perfect characters that they write in the Bible that don't want no woman. They don't want a woman. And in the Bible, they say, sodomites don't want women. They want the honors at Lot's house. And you believe that as a Christian. It is telling you that Christianity is no good. Now, are you going to come to that? You have to go from the start. You have to tackle the first thing, and that is Genesis. And if you can't find problem with Genesis, what do you do with the rest of it? Well, it's tough for you to face history that is there, for you to recognize as the truth and not the Bible. Well, too bad if you don't have the faculty or the brain that is sound enough to do that. Make the transition. That's what I have done. When my sense is telling me this makes sense, that don't make sense. And that's what you need to follow. Where you are reading, you're not listening to the preacher. Go and read the things, that the information that is to tell you the truth. Because the Bible is not telling you the truth, because Bible write all these evil stuff in there and tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned. These white people, them, it's only their crutches and their honors is valuable to them. You get that? You get that? You get that? Now, what I'm talking, you have got to challenge what I say and come and make that challenge potent. You see what I mean? If they can't make what they're doing, like Jesus, you know, died upon a cross, Jesus, you know, the prophet, you know, spoke of Jesus and stuff like that. If you can't prove those things to be true, then where are you going with it? Where are you going with it? Now, since I begin to read history, I just come to a resolution on what is reality. You see what I mean? I don't see any useless for me to look someplace else, because the Bible doesn't have anything in it at all, none whatsoever. It's faggot stories in the Bible. You see what I mean? About God, Jesus and God create the heaven and the earth and all that. These are faggot white people talking in the Bible. You see, and preaching the four gospel. I tell you that your mind must be unnatural to understand it. 1 Corinthians 2, 13 and 14. Listen, my friends. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And, you know, we have another, like, 22 minutes. And I keep on asking folks to call me and talk. They're not calling me to talk. You know what I mean? Because why? You know, if you ask me a question and I look into the elements of the question and find out that you are right, I am going to write then and there, own up. Yeah. I don't have a problem owning up at all, because I don't want to hide and seek, you know, under things that are a blanket not covering me up, you see. And only the truth, when it is the truth, going to cover me completely. You see what I mean? But I'm right now, you know, I am the one to talk about if something is right or wrong, because I come out of the situation. You see, I come out of the situation. And what I have now is the blast, the thunderbolt, you see, to knock all of these nonsense about AD and the Bible that they have. That's right. The Bible is shattered in, gone up in smoke. The Bible don't have anything for anybody that is civilized. Nothing. Nothing at all. So they can have all their technologies and stuff like that. That's not what I'm concerned about. Take your technology and go back where you come from. Go fuck your ass there. Don't stay in our territory and fuck our ass. And I don't mean just America. I mean every square inch a place. That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not going for less. I'm not settling for less. You fucking ass white people. Go back home to where you come from. Get off of our territories and stop laughing and jeer and mocking us, because you know what? Your time has come. Your time has come. You can't fight the truth. Okay? Go get up on your fuckers and go back home, because the time has come for you to go back home. Okay? We are far above the frequency of white people. And you are not our floor mat. That's what you set out to do, to kill us, and you are the greatest. And it is a pity that African people can't see. They cannot see. They're blind. They cannot see. But I am saying, I am seeing, and I revere the gods that came here and live. They came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age and of scientific growth. Listen. Twitter, eliminate these honest fucking people. This is the truth. We only have one new age that has scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Send these fuckers back to where they come from. We've got it now. The God sees. And they will fix the business for us. You see, I represent the truth. I read in the World History textbook and even the National Geographic World History textbook and see what is truth. Okay? These sodomites coming out of their 1.5 million years of dumb fucking ass and come now still want to fuck us, but drag all African people to fuck us too. Oh no, it ain't gonna work, because you can't use the lie them to rebut the truth. But the truth rebut the lies. Fucking ass. Idiots. You see, all those things that you write in the Bible and think it's on the cover, it's all go in reverse now. Talk about Jesus and Jesus Christ and all of y'all do suck each other's, I mean, lower rear end and all this kind of stuff and make a mockery of the African people. And just kill. Because that's all they good for. That's all they're good for, steal and kill. Because they never had intelligence, civilized sense to make anything before African people came about. We know what it is. The Yamaha, herder gatherers. I know all about it. I know all about it. And if African people don't want to take a stand, you know, I leave them to the gods. Really. But this is the story, African people. We exist because the gods came to earth thousands of years ago. That's 450,000 years ago, right? It was a mission all over in the history book that they came to earth on a mission, and it's not one, it's not two, it's thousands of these beings, okay? That they need their to set up a government for themselves, care of themselves. And so the history tells us that they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first. There was no civilization before. The white people were over there. And what were they doing? Nothing but fuck each other's ass and go out there and maybe do, see if they get some meat to eat. That's about it. They can make fire and stuff like that, but nothing else. They had no civilization. All these things they're lying about come to an end now. You understand that? Because you have not been doing anything to show yourself authentic, genuine, and true. No! Nothing! Because you can't do it. You don't have no sense to do it. So you depend on our lacking. So deceive us. Delude our brain. All right, we won't know. We turn fool. And then you get to drag us and force us to start giving up our body to fuck. You're a damn idiot. You don't go around and pollute people who are civilized. You don't pollute people who are civilized. You see, and you come here, and because we have been so duped, it was just about begging bread. But this is the truth. We have the first new age and scientific growth. Them say they are start of it. They are the one who evolve with all of these things that I am reading about now. You understand that? And yet still they are taking Mary Magdalene character and call her sodomite and all these kind of stuff. Imagine that? Mm-hmm. All the lies that they tell. They don't, look, they have felt a backlash from African people. But you're getting it now. You're getting the backlash now. You know, see? And you have a lot of bombs and guns and all that stuff out there. But, you know, you better serve to take your bombs and whatever it is and carry it, go to Europe. Go use it all on yourself over there because us now. Enough! And now you are ordered to get out. You know, there's nothing about it that you have to like because you've been always fucking us and claim you own all the world. You're going to own all the world and bomb up everybody. I know the gods. Cicero can tell you that. Cicero tells that the gods, they know that how it is the gods, is they say, he said, they have conquered the world, which means it's the black people they're talking about. They have conquered the world. Right? It is because of the gods enabled them to have what they call it, you know, but a big I just forget what the name of this what they call this establishment. According to Cicero, the gods the god rule, govern, directs. These are the two words I'm trying to get in. The gods direct and govern the world. Yes, that's what they say. And back in that time, if he's saying that, you know, they didn't have no church yet. When you have a sodomite man, a politician back then in that time, now they overthrow Rome, the king in Rome, coming about 400 years when Cicero was saying those things, right? Sodomites said that. Because I imagine nobody really troubled them when they were doing carrying on their antics. And how they do it in such a situation where you have African government all over the world. You know, 2,000 years ago. And nobody troubled them. And neither the gods knew about them. And the gods did not do anything. And they were going on the ground and doing all kind of things, you know, because they were talking about, oh, the God is good, and they worship the gods too and everything. Yeah. Now, the gods knew, though, that we are going to have to deal with them. And that is going to be our responsibility, to deal with these faggots. I don't think back then they show up themselves to be faggots yet. But the gods would know that. And decided, all right, let them handle them. And see what happened? See what happened? No go. It's a no go. We don't have any government and any inalienable rights. We are not protected. These guys just kill us any way they want. So right now, you know, our responsibility is to read our history and know who the gods are, what they do, and what we are supposed to do. But surely these white people don't have anything counteract black people's will and desire. When our will and desire is to obey these faggots with the churches that they use and tangle up black people, well, we do not have anything going for us at all. We are doomed, right? And this is what is happening now. They feel like they are controlling the world and everything like that. I'm saying, no, you're not controlling the world, because AD Anadamani is your fault. It's not any kind of legitimate kingship government that rule over the African people. Is the African history contained the history of our origin? Where the hell they coming and going, talking about they're ruling us with AD and Adamani, and they don't have anything of substance like civilized stuff, AD and Adamani Kalindapan. They don't have none. And that's what they are using to transfer in wealth between people and governments. That's what they're using. Now I am spilling. I am obliterating the key to their destruction. AD and Adamani. AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord. It is between it must be in their asshole, because AD and Adamani don't make up for anything that is known, just like Adam and Eve is not known to be anywhere by a spirit god. And these white people make up all these stories and shove it down black people's throat. It's the end of it now. And like I said, the author Zachariah Sitchin, the Mesopotamian Sumerian history, he wrote from the text, Atra-Assis text, that the gods came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment under the guidance, listen to this, of these ancient visitors from the heavens. Human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments. Is that true? Of course, true. Baffling monoliths and awesome towering structure. Awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. I mean, their greatness is taken and overshadowed by these white fucking ass, fucking dog ass, man's ass, woman's ass, whatever they catch in our territory and trying to teach us that with all of their literature and the Bible, which is 100% lie, right in front of our faces. And everybody takes to it. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods. They came here. It's not what they call it, UFO. That's not it at all. Yes, extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. These white people of, you know, I think they are the ones that launched the UFO stuff them, and, you know, to turn people idiots. You know, this is something completely different from UFO stuff. This is a mission straight from Nibiru to Earth, splashed down in this Persian Gulf. And here is the place in South Africa, the Abzu. South Africa and the big metropolis, 200,000 year metropolis, the first civilization that came to Earth, it was the gods. Okay? And they set up a government for themselves, and later on, when we were created and we developed, they decided to arrange the river valley emergence of civilization for us. And it is because of what we have received from God, from the gods, and the blessings of the river valley, big established civilization. That is what these white people come and rob away from the African people. Can't you see that? That's what they do. And now make themselves, you know, academic sage and all this kind of stuff, and call themselves this and that, and make up their own so-called government, and make up doctorate and all these kind of stuff that they give people. I claim that's their government. And I'm just telling, look, just making it clear to them now, get your fucking ass out of our territory. That's all. Get out. Get out, because you cannot be seen in the world. It's the textbook. You're not in there. You see, all this church stuff that they come and spread out, take your fucking ass out, because it's not ours. It's not ours. And you don't have an argument to make except fucking A.D. and Adam and the argument. Mary had a little lamb. Stop. And Santa Claus. Christmas and Easter. You don't have anything besides those fucking nonsense. Because that's what it is. Fucking nonsense. Get all those things out of your fucking ass. Long time. And I'm saying, those are strange things to African people. And now you want to come and make us a part of your fucking nonsense, ignorance. And then all these lies that you tell, you don't think we would find out? You don't think we would find out? Going to talk about, you know, you have this A, B, and Adam, and it's, you know, I mean, it don't worth anything. But to talk about Jesus Christ in the year of our Lord, A, B, and Adam, look at these fucking idiots. All right. Again, you're listening to the Black Talk Radio. I'm Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies. All right, let me go through this segment here. The peril of Indo-European reprobates. Because these fucking batty people, they're my reprobates, you know that? I didn't make that up officially. That's the kind of mental mind that they have. They are reprobates. Fucking ass. I mean, good intellect, don't fuck ass. You don't. Because you ask, for example, there's a lot of things physically that, you know, these people suffer. But they just think that it is something come with the territory. It's their culture. So it doesn't matter how they get sick, fucking each other's ass, destroying their body. They don't care. It comes with the territory. Look, they want to live with us. I'm saying no. You come to get our money, you get some, go back home with it. We don't want Huno and Huno fuck Bati in our territory. That's it. I pray the gods to expedite the visit. expedite the visit, because Hunu white fucking ass don't belong where we are. And for you to think that you can do it, you deserve a lot more retribution from the gods. We don't do you nothing. Are we you hurt? We telling the gods about it. We don't want your church. We don't want nothing. Right? Take a look at something way up and get out and come out. Don't touch this place. You hear? Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Listen. Reprobate. Denial. These reprobate, because they come to what they come to now? Oh, there's nobody but them, right? So the peril of what they call Hindu now, they call themselves, proto and all that. You see, it's all of the cover-up stuff that they have done to destroy black people and write in the Bible that it's something between we and God. The thing between we and God is it is between them and us and God, because they were not supposed to fuck with our people. And like they fuck with the Neanderthal, they come and fuck with our people and build up a second, half white generation with our blood and creating all this problem on earth. Okay? Get out and stop talking about you controlling black people, because guess what? You're not going to like it. And you can minimize your harm that you're going to get in the visit when the gods show up. Your species up to extinction, You up to extinction because you prove to the gods, say, you don't have the value for life. Yeah. You see, what they do, they think that we are the ones they have to contend with. It's not us. It's them. Because all we need to do is to have our embrace, our honor and praise to the gods. That's all we need to do. That's all they want from us. They don't want anything else. They want us to at least enjoy life and take care of what they give to us. These guys don't have nobody that give anything to them. They thief everything. Now, they deny that there is Anu, deny Enlil, deny Enki. They are reprobate. Enlil, E-N, Lord. Lil, Air, A-I-R, Lord of the wind. You know, African people may never get to see the light in their own history. However, those who are able to realize it, blessing be you. Blessed be you. So this is defining Enki. That's the man who is responsible for creating the hybrid people upon earth. Lord of the wind, number one, was the name of the major Mesopotamian deity in early Sumerian inscriptions. He is portrayed as the, in early Sumerian inscriptions, he is portrayed as the primary deity. And king of the gods. Now, people want to think that civilization start in Mesopotamia. It start with the gods who came and worked their mission in South Africa. there come time when they were going to something up. They're going to start something up in Mesopotamia. Right? So it is telling you now that Enki is over there and making things happen. So it is, civilization is not started by any human being. It started by the gods. And they came and raised up this place over in Mesopotamia, where the first civilization of mankind began, and laws and things like that began to be published and things. But it all began with the gods in Africa. Now, Enlil was the god of the sky and earth, the father of the moon god, Sin, Nana, grandfather of the great goddess Ishtar, Inanna. His primary consort was the grain and fertility goddess Nenlil, lady of the hair, also known as Sud, originally centered in the city of Nippur. Just a second. Yes, thank you. And now, Enlil rose to more universal prominence as a member of the triad of Babylonian gods. Gods. Together with An, Anu, and Enki, E-A. At one time, Enlil held procession of the tablets of destiny, giving him great power over the cosmos and mankind. Although sometimes kindly, he had a stern and wrathful side, as the god of weather. It was he who sent the great flood, which destroyed all mankind, with the exception of Utapishtim. Utapishtim. Atraasis, his family. Enlil appears frequently in ancient Sumerian, Akkadian, and other Mesopotamian clay and stone tablets. His name was sometimes remembered, I know, all the way, was sometimes rendered as Enlil in later Arcadia. Elil, E-L-L-I-L, Elil. Canaanite literature. Course, curse the white Anal Sodomite out of the Elohim God's trove. That is what we want now, is to get rid of the Sodomite white people. Get them out. Because they don't have anything. The only thing that they can do on planet Earth is to wrongly emulate what they have seen established by the gods. You see? And want to keep themselves as long as they can the ruler of Earth. Yeah, these are the mice. But down in the valley, they will go and not come back. Like the swines, they said Jesus cast into the ocean. That's where these white people are supposed to go. That's where they're supposed to go. They can't do anything to redeem themselves. They can only fight, keep themselves where they are. But, you know, they're not fighting me because I guess I would have lose. But they can't fight against the gods. And all I need to do is just do the will of the gods. You know? And if I have reasonable supplication, I make it to the gods. If they think it's necessary, that's the way it's supposed to go. That's exactly. They watch and see us suffer with these honest fucking white people and watch and see where to go. Well, they're seeing something now because, you know, they know the hearts of men. They know my heart too. That's right. And I set my heart steadfast on what the God's willing to do for us. That's it. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program and hope that you have heard something you can work on for yourself. All right. So you take good care and may you be blessed. Hope that your heart and mine will pick up the right energy and get you into the real liberty that is here for us. We need greatly to realize that the church is a sodomite institution. And if you've been reading well, you will see where these people came out very early after they change the calendar. Since they think they have a calendar now and they have law and order, you know, they do anything they want to do. They do anything they want to do. And now they make what they have theft, what they theft, they make it become theirs. Yeah. They theft. These thieves, that's all they're good for from back in the days when they began to use their education, turn sea people, pure criminal acts they do, and run underground and things like that and steal from the African people. That's what they began to do. That's what they began to do. I told you they did nothing between 1.5 million years. Nothing. You see, the gods are to come and create the hybrid people and for them to start spreading civility knowledge around. That's how these folks came about with any sense whatsoever. So now, all right, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord knew long time how this would work. And now, when all the bricks are tumbling down on these sodomites and their braggadocious and their lofty sodomite thinking, right? They're going to find out if they find out. But all I know is that we want our territory back to live our lives. We don't want no sodomite among us. And I'm telling you, petition is up. You guys going to go back where you come from. Otherwise, you will be destroyed. All of you as a faggot species. You know, you prove to the gods you don't worthwhile living. And in their hands, all of you are. My friends, hope that's good. And let's get this tune, appropriate. Aquarius.
Oh,
Mm-hmm.